The Vatican museums have been around for more than 500 years, since the time when Pope Julius II decided it was time to make the Holy See's growing collection of artwork open to the public. Today, the museums are home to tens of thousands of pieces, including some of the world's most important statuary, paintings, mosaics, tapestries, and early Christian archaeological treasures. Though hundreds of thousands of visitors file through the Vatican Museum's doors every year, the entrance fees don't even come close to the amount needed to keep the collection in mint condition. That's why the museums rely heavily on generous individuals and groups who help cover some of the costs. Many of these benefactors have helped the museums through the Office of the Patrons of the Arts in the Vatican Museums. Since the office was instituted in 1983, patrons chapters have sprung up across the U.S. and Europe to help maintain and restore the Vatican's enormous collection and make it available to more people around the world. Well, shortly after his appointment at the end of 2007 as the new director of the patrons of the Vatican Museums, Legionary Father Mark Haidu invited me up to his office for a chat. He told me more about how the office works and how artists throughout the centuries have used their handcraft to bring us closer to God.
That's really what the mission of the offices is, to support the Vatican collections in its promotion and in the restoration of the pieces, and to, in that sense, bring the Vatican, bring the collection to people, make it go beyond the walls of the museums, and bring the culture and the cultural patrimony that the Church has into different parts of the world. And so the patron's office helps in that effort, above all on the financial level, the support of those endeavors is what we try to do.
Do you have any idea how big the Vatican art collection is? I mean, it's astonishing. It takes you hours and hours, if not days, to go through the Vatican museums. But the Vatican doesn't generate enough income to support its own or to maintain its own works, does it?
No, it doesn't. It is amazing the size of the collection. And I think one of the most impressive aspects is it's such an eclectic collection. You have paintings, you have architecture, you have statues, you have even the monetary, the carriages, the carriage museum, you have the missionary museum, the ethnological museum, as it's called. So many different areas of culture and art are represented there. And it's a huge responsibility on behalf of the Church. It's a gift, certainly, that we have all of these treasures, as you could call them, but a huge responsibility to maintain, to protect, and to promote. And so certainly when we talk about the treasures of the Vatican, there is certainly that aspect, but in the end it becomes a huge also financial commitment on behalf of the Church to maintain these things. It's a great opportunity, but it's a great service also that the Church offers, that they take care of, protect, and promote these works of art. You know?
I'm sure you'll be working very closely with the curators in the Vatican Museums, with the new director, Mr. Paolucci. Mm-hmm. Do they come to you and say, we've got a beautiful Pinturicchio painting that needs to be restored, but we don't have enough money to fund the restoration? How does that work?
Sure. The way it works now is that each of the curators and each of the museums present a list of projects that they're interested, what their collection needs in order to maintain the quality of the collection and maintain the pieces that are in most need of restoration. The curator is the one who knows what his collection needs. And so they present that list of needs. And then along with the direction of the museum and with the governor's office, we put those lists together and present those projects to our patrons' chapters. And then the patrons are really the ones who pick, well, I'd like to support this. This project interests us. This is a project also that we can handle and that we'd like to handle. And so that's really the way the list happens. It starts a bit from the ground up, from the curator and from each of the museums that knows their needs, presents them to us, and then we package them, present them, so to speak, to the benefactors. And also they come, they visit, they follow the process of restoration. Some are very interested in seeing how it's progressing, in a sense where there is money is going to support. And we also have to help them to see the progress that's happening, you know.
I know the one big project that was sponsored in the last few years by the Patron's Office was the restoration of the Casina, where the Academy, Pontifical Academy of Sciences, is located. That was must have been a major project. What are some of the other projects that are going on at the moment?
Well, some other projects that are going on at the moment is the La Cappella Paolina, which is right next to the Cappella Sistina, the Sistine Chapel. Also, the patrons helped in the restoration of the Sistine Chapel with all the frescoes on the lateral walls. They helped there, and also with the altar and some other pieces within the Sistine Chapel. There's also many pieces, individual pieces, that are being restored as we're speaking, with progress being made on all the different museums, whether it be the Palio Cristiano, whether it be the Pinacoteca, or the Ethnological Museum. All of them have pieces that are under restoration, sponsored by the patrons. And even in some of the basilicas outside of the Vatican City, the St. Mary Majors and the Cappella Sistina of St. Mary Majors, the patrons are supporting the restoration there. And then obviously there's needs in all of the basilicas, and here in the Vatican there's a continual flow of needs of restoration and promotion. So we'll be involved in all those that we can possibly can, you know.
Is the Patron's Office sponsoring any international exhibition?
At this point, as a Patron's Office, we're not. The Vatican Museums are always involved in different expositions around the world. The Patron's Office isn't always involved in every one of them, you know. It depends on the needs, you know. We are above all interested in the restoration, and we'll sponsor particular ones and help in areas where we have chapters and things like that. But at this point, there's none that I know of that are on the in the works. There is a possibility of one in California to celebrate the California chapter's 25th anniversary of their founding. So being that I'm new, I'm sure there might even be other ones in the works that I'll come to know as we get to know the office and its commitments, what's involved in.
Who are some of your favorite artists?
Well, obviously all the artists of the Renaissance, Michelangelo and Raphael, are beautiful and breathtaking, above all for their theological depth. I find the theological themes present in the Sistine Chapel or in the deposition of Caravaggio. There's a deep spirituality behind, a deep theology behind the images. So that is captivating, and obviously their expertise is beyond compare. Jean Vermeer is also a particular favorite of mine. It's kind of the first painter to capture my interest in art when I visited the Met in New York. So in that sense, there's a special attraction because he's the first one that kind of opened my artistic appetite, so to speak. So I have a particular love for him, his picture within a picture, his detail, and also his theology.
And his beautiful use of light as well.
Very beautiful use of light, and the way it falls on, above all, his, you know, the women in his paintings, doing the very mundane and simple things of life, but in a certain sense glorifying the particular, glorifying the normal, which also for me is a special also motivation that in the day-to-day things that we do, done with supernatural outlook, with supernatural vision, with love, become great things, even though they're not the subject of a painting that becomes famous. But for God's eyes, the one who's observing the painting of our life, they become beautiful, just like Vermeer was able to make beautiful, very simple things.
You've touched on it here just a little bit, but I was going to ask you, you know, you've become a priest, you have a spiritual charism, you live for the spiritual in a certain sense, yet now you're being asked to, in a sense, serve the material, the beauty, the artistic here in the Vatican. Do the two complement each other then?
They do very much. In fact, we can find the root all the way back into the Incarnation, when the material and the spiritual and the divine and the human become united in the very person of Jesus Christ. It's always been God's way of working from the very moment of creation to the moment of our recreation in Christ, to work through the material, to link his divine action with material symbols and actions and words in the sacraments. So it's, for me, I find it very much in consonance with my vocation as a priest, that through the material to reach into the spiritual, it's a to enter into contact with patrons around the world is, for me, a priestly service to help them as individuals. Certainly they're helping the Vatican, but that's a mere step towards a greater vocation, which is to serve the church, to serve humanity through the cultural aspects of that. But nonetheless, those are aspects that I find very much in union with my own vocation as a priest, and I find a great harmony in the material work that you have to do. You can really find a great spiritual service that you offer to the church, to humanity. I think if we take advantage of the material and give them their true sense, which is really man's vocation, God has given man a certain dominion in the world to be its kind of orchestrate and help material things find their true return to their true source, which is God, the one who created them. And that's a bit of our priestly role as humanity, to redirect all of creation, even material things, back to give them their original sense. I think then the different pieces of art in our churches, if we take advantage of them in the way that they were meant, which is to elevate us to God, not to distract us, not to be so overly ornamental that our focus is other than what's happening on the altar, what's happening in the liturgy. They're mere aids, they're mere signals, signposts. If we educate, catechize, motivate individuals to find in those things elements that direct them towards the one essential, which is Christ, which is the sacrifice of the Eucharist, which is the Eucharistic meal, then they really do find the true sense, and they become an aid, lifting our spirits to God, which is what they're there for.
Legionary Father Mark Haidu, Director of the Office of Patrons of the Arts in the Vatican Museums.
Thank you.